Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello and welcome to the Just Begin podcast. It is your host, Melly, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I've recorded this intro, if I'm being honest, about like 10 times. The words are just not coming out of my mouth today, and I just don't want to redo this intro again, so we're just gonna get into this week's episode. And before I get into the topic of all things marathon training, being in my athlete era, I wanted to do a little content corner and share the different accounts that I'm loving, things that I'm reading, podcasts that I'm listening to, and give those a quick shout out. And so the first thing here is a podcast recommendation, and it is the Morbid Podcast. So I have been obsessed with this podcast, to say the least. I feel like they're my friends. I know them, the hosts, Elena and Ash. I love them. I think they're amazing. And they're such good storytellers. I love their approach to this podcast. So it's kind of like a true crime, spooky podcast. Pretty much they go into like different cases and different legends or different stories and all that stuff. So I'm just obsessed with it. I love to listen to it on kind of like an incline walk or during work, or if I'm just like doing the dishes or something, or especially on road trips. That's kind of what led me to this obsession, is because I found them during our road trip to Michigan. And I live in Miami, so it's a long ass drive. And I listened to like so many different episodes and different series when it was my turn to drive. And I don't know, sometimes I'm just like, don't want to listen to music, and I want to listen to a podcast, and I want it to be kind of a story or something. It doesn't always have to be like a motivational podcast or, you know, a life podcast. And I just love what they do, and I think they're so, so good at it. And I'm obsessed, and I had to talk about it on here because, like I said, I feel like I know them. They're in my house. I listen to them every day, and I even got their subscription. So they're part of like a podcast network, Wondery or something like that. And when you get the subscription, you get like no ads or whatever. And so since I was listening to so many episodes, I wanted to get rid of the ads. And so I got the subscription, and I don't regret it at all. I love them, love them. So if you're looking for a true crime podcast, Morbid is the one for you. So good. And so now I have a book recommendation, and I just started reading The Artist Way by Julia Cameron. And so this book is a book and also a workbook. It comes with both. And the reason that I purchased this book was because it's pretty much like a creativity workshop, kind of that it feels like you're almost not like school, but it is a workbook. And I have been feeling, I've been in a much more creative flow, but this book is to help unleash even more of that creative block and to get to become your like your best creative self. And that's something that I'm really looking towards. It's kind of like a journey that I'm going through career-wise and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to report back on how I feel about the book. I feel like I might end up doing a whole episode on it at some point once I finish the workbook and all that stuff, because it has like the morning pages with it, and everybody that I've seen that has read the book has really, really great things to say as the outcome of it. So stay tuned for more of that. And then the last content things. And I'm going to share two TikTok accounts that I'm loving when it comes to fitness. And so I feel like it was appropriate for this episode to share these two creators. And so the first account is Where's Becca At? And it's Becca, like B-E-C-C-A, and then at the end. And so Where's Becca At on TikTok? She's a really good guide if you are looking for running advice, if you're a beginner runner like me. And I have been following her actually for a while now because she's had a really inspiring fitness and wellness and health journey. And I just love what she, her vibe, everything she talks about, I can relate to. And so I just have been loving her content, especially now because she's also training for a marathon. And so that's Where's Becca At. And then the other creator that I'm loving, but this is more so for like weight training, or if you're looking for a set to do, if you're going to the gym and you really don't even know what to do, her account is called Alex Rice, like Rice, R-I-C-E. And she has really, really good content when it comes to like just like weight training or leg days. That's kind of how I stumbled across her, because I was looking for, I was like, leg day workout routines, and I forget all the little keywords that I put in, but I came across her account then, and I just have been loving what, like, her content and her form and everything that she comes up with is just really good. And it's been really beneficial for me because I'm also, like I've shared before, I've been doing a lot of weight training, and that's pretty much like my workout of choice is weight training and now running, because I'm training for a half marathon, which I realize I really haven't said yet on the podcast. I'm acting like you guys already know that, but we're going to get into that more later. But yeah, so that's my little content corner for this week's episode. I love doing these and sharing just different accounts and creators that I'm loving as a micro, you know, creator pretty much. I love to shout out other creators and, you know, bring them into my community and my platform. And so, yeah, let's get into now this week's topic of me being in my half marathon training athlete era. I'm not sure what I'm going to title this episode yet, but yeah, I feel like I saw this funny meme or TikTok, whatever, and that was like all late 20 somethings are training for a half marathon or something now. And it's true. And I'm one of those people now that are in that category, because I don't know, there's like this, I don't know if I was just being fed that content online of just so many runners, of so many different people finding running later in life. And I just got really inspired from it because I've been in this fitness, wellness journey. And I always thought of running as not boring, but I was never super interested in being a runner. I did a few 5Ks once when I was in high school. That was because I was a soccer player, and I'll get into that in a bit. But I did that a few times, but I was never like really, really good at running. It was always something that I struggled with. So later in life, I just never really ran. And I've been so into like incline walking on the treadmill or going on walks that I just never really like thought about going on runs. And I had different phases where I was like planning to run and get into it, but I would get hurt or I wouldn't like it, and it was like really hard on me. And now, after, I feel like after doing 75 hard and getting into a better fitness routine, and I'm getting my body more prepared to actually run, I'm in a much better headspace and physical space now to take on running. Whereas though, when I tried to do it, I think it was like 2021, even like late 2020, I wanted to get into running, and I got turned off from it because every time I ran, I was in so much pain. And so now I've learned so many different things, and I'm still in the beginning phases of my training. But the reason I'm getting into this now is I'm doing the Miami, the Lifetime Miami Half marathons. I'm not doing a full marathon. Nowhere near that. And so the half marathon is 13.1 miles. And which seems like so wild to me right now. I still, like, there's a part of me that's like, oh my gosh, you just signed up for this. Like, why are you doing this? But I'm also really, really excited about it because I just have this athlete spirit, you could say, in me that is awakening right now from how I used to feel when I was younger. And like I said, I played soccer growing up. I was always like in the middle. I wasn't that bad, but I was never that good either. I always stayed like medium, in like the middle. Never the best or never the worst. And, you know, I got by, I did good enough, but I always regretted like not putting 110 effort into soccer, just because I got so wrapped up in like drama, high school stuff, teenage stupid things, and like also the politics of soccer. If you're soccer, or if you're a student athlete, you know, or like a club athlete, there's so many different like semantics and so many different things, and I just kind of got lost in that and lost my way and really lost my interest of playing soccer. I quit in like the end of my junior year into my senior year. I quit. I was over it. I was not interested. And since then, I never played a sport again. And so other than like for fun, soccer with my friends, family, whatever, for fun. But it's actually been a while since I played soccer. But that's not the direction I'm leaning towards right now. Anyways, I'm a runner now, not soccer player. But the reason why I'm talking about soccer at all was just because I had this feeling in me of just like, if you were an athlete at some point in your life and you've always felt like you could have done more, been better, it's kind of cool now that I have a little second chance, in the sense of I'm starting a new sport and it's a solo sport. It's all on me. There's no other team members to rely on, in the sense of it's all on me. It's a mental thing, which it's something that I have been working on as well. I don't want to use the word trying. I've been really focused on becoming more mentally tough and just more self-confident, in the sense of, like I've shared in the last episode that I recorded, of becoming those attractive version of yourself, is keeping those promises that I make. And this is a big promise that I have added to my life. And I'm really excited for the end result, to go through that finish line and to prove to myself that I can do this. And I've felt so good about myself, in the sense of when I get that run done, when I complete the training that I have to do, and when I knock it off of my list. And it just makes me feel, I have like a new excitement now for exercising. And for me, it has been really helpful because it's not that I need a challenge per se, but challenges are fun sometimes. And for me, when it comes to fitness, that's kind of what I wanted at this moment in time. And I wanted this challenge and to really prove to myself that I can do it. And it's not really for anybody else, it's for me. I'm doing the race alone as of right now. I'm like trying to convince some friends and my fiance to do it with me. But I'm also like, you know what? I started this journey alone. I'm training alone. Let's finish it alone and let's do it. And I'm really excited. It's January 28th is the race. And so I have a good amount of time to get everything together. But at the same time, it's so daunting to think about those 13 miles. But it's actually going to be a really pretty run, because I go through like Brickell, downtown, Coconut Grove, and I want to say even Key Biscayne at some point. I have to look at the full race map. I haven't looked at it fully because I don't want to feel too overwhelmed right now. And just knowing how far all those things are from each other is like, whoa, to think that I'll even run from downtown to Coconut Grove is beyond me. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to look at the map right now. I'm going to continue on my training. And so I wanted to share here now what are the tips that I'm doing and things that I'm following to train for a half marathon. And so, like I shared a little earlier, is I've been loving going on TikTok and looking up like tips for runners, for beginner runners, tips for training for a half marathon. There are so many really intelligent creators out there on TikTok that are sharing their journey. Like I shared earlier, where's Becca at? And there's so many cool creators out there that have so many tips. And I just like learning from real people and seeing like their journey and what they're going through. It just helps me get inspired and learn from them. And so I recommend that. It's like, just go on there first. Either it's Instagram, TikTok, whatever, YouTube, your platform of choice. I think it's really good. There's so much content out there to learn from. And the number one thing that a lot of runners had recommended is the Nike Running Club app. So it's free. I got it now, and you can set up a whole like training plan for yourself and put in your race date and all those things, or whatever your goals are. It doesn't have to be like for a marathon. You can set up goals for, you want to, you know, be able to run 5Ks, or you want to be able to run long distance, whatever it may be. And for my plan, I have training for a half marathon, and I put in my race date, and so it has like this whole customized plan for me that has been really helpful, because I really thought if you were training for like running, you would need to run every single day and run like long periods of time. And I've learned that is actually the wrong way to go about things. You don't need to run every day. You have to run smart. And right now my plan is like five runs a week. So there's like two rest days in between, and there's a lot of recovery runs. So not every run is like a big, long, hard run or fast one. So that is like the beginning part of this journey for me. So I've been loving the Nike Running Club app. And then I also wanted to address of like running outside or running on a treadmill. So I've seen a lot of different people have different takes on this online. And for me right now, I do both because I don't have like access. I mean, I could go run outside and run through different neighborhoods and things, but if you live in Miami and you know, it's not very sidewalk friendly here. And there's a lot of different like neighborhoods and stuff that just don't have sidewalks, or and people drive crazy here. It's so frustrating to like find a good route for me. Luckily, I live close enough to Tropical Park, so I'll go there sometimes and run on the track, but that's not every day. So I have been utilizing the treadmill in my apartment gym just because I have to get the runs in. I have to practice and train. So I feel like you could do a treadmill or you could just run outside, whatever works for you. I don't think there's a right or wrong way, but I know since I am training for a half marathon, it is important for me to train outside because I'm working on that skill of being out there running outside. And sidetrack, today I did the most stupidest thing. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just like, let me just get the run done. I knew that later today it was going to rain or whatever, and I just didn't feel like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, okay, it's 1 p.m. It didn't look crazy sunny outside. It looked kind of cloudy, like the rain was coming. And so I was like, okay, I just have a 28-minute run. It won't be a big deal. And so I get all ready. I'm doing my stretches, blah, blah, blah. I go on this run outside. And tell me how the moment I start running, the sun's come out of the cloud. Out of the clouds, the heat is so intense, and my dumbass has on this like, it's like a Lululemon long sleeve workout top. Like, it's very thin. It was very breathable and it was pink. So I was like, oh, I'm not wearing black. A lot of my workout clothes is black. And so I was like, I knew I was running outside. So I was like, oh, let me wear something colorful so that people can see me and also the sun doesn't hit me so intensely. And whatever, I'm in this long sleeve. I have biker shorts on. I'm so hot. I'm just trying to get through this. It was such a hard run for me today. I honestly did pretty shitty. And so I don't know what I was thinking of running this Miami heat. And so I'm just like, I'm into the treadmill right now until summer's over. Like, I just can't run outside unless it's late at night or really, really early in the morning, which I've done that a few times at the track that's near me, because running on a track, I don't know what it is. It's like, it gives you that excitement of like, you're an athlete, you're training for something. And I just love the energy that it brings. I've run so much better for some reason on a track than anywhere else. So that is my number one favorite place at the moment. But treadmill is, in my opinion, still just as good as running outside. And you get AC. So whatever works for you. And the next thing that I've been doing that has been inspiring me, this is kind of like, oh, this is not about like running or anything like that, in the sense of I've been loving sports documentaries. And when I have like time to watch TV or whatever, if I'm not listening to a podcast or whatever, if I want to have like the TV on. And I've been really enjoying like Breakpoint, the tennis like docu-series on Netflix. It's so good. I wanted to start playing tennis. I had like a little tennis moment that I shared even on Instagram and everything. I have like the rackets and all that stuff, but I didn't have like a partner to play with, so I just kind of like let that go for a bit. Doesn't mean I'm not gonna want to do that in the future, but yeah, I've always been a fan of tennis, and that docu-series has been really inspiring for me of just getting into the athlete mindset. I don't know what it is. I'm just like a sucker for sports documentaries or sports movies, of just like seeing an underdog get to the top and win. It gets me every single time, and I just love watching somebody be so in love and passionate about a sport or about like their career, what they're doing. I don't know what it is. It just gets me so emotional, and I love watching those things. Like, if you can relate, let me know. Like, there's something about sports documentaries and movies that just get me, and I just leave them feeling so motivated and so excited. And so it's a good change from like my true crime stuff. I bounce to these like motivational documentaries, movies, whatever. And so I've been loving Breakpoint, The Last Dance. Obviously, if you haven't watched, that was like a big thing in 2020. Everybody watched it, but I also think it's a good rewatch. It's such an amazing story. He's amazing, and just watching, listening to the journey and everything is just really inspiring. And I actually, this weekend, I watched the Steph Curry documentary on Apple TV. It was like an A24 film, which I didn't even know they did documentaries, first off. And that was like a little sidetrack there. But I watched his documentary right before going on a run. Actually, it was like, I just saw it on there. I was like, oh, I didn't even know he had a documentary out. And my fiance loves basketball, and he's a fan of Steph Curry. He was like, oh, let's put it on. And so we like had it on while we were making coffee and breakfast and things, and it just got me so motivated and pumped for my next run. And it was just a really good documentary. If you're looking for some inspiring athlete sports stuff, and since watching Breakpoint, actually, if you watch the show, I'm sure you've seen it, like the quote, "Pressure is a privilege" by Billie Jean King. She's, I believe, like the first women's tennis player to win. There's a whole thing, and I hate that I don't know, and I'm sorry if you are a fan and I'm saying like I'm butchering what she is, but I know she's very influential in the tennis space. And "Pressure is a Privilege," that it's like a plaque on almost every tennis court. It has it there. And so I just thought, wow, what a beautiful quote and what an amazing like perspective of just pressure is a privilege. And like I said in the week before of becoming the most attractive version of yourself, I've been really motivated and intentional with being true to myself and keeping the promises that I make and building the self-confidence. And I'm really putting the pressure on myself to do this half marathon and train for it. And it has been really exciting. It's just the beginning. And so I'm so excited to see what the future holds and how much of a better runner I become, a better version of myself that I become, and to continue just blossoming into the best version of me. And like this name of the podcast, it's just begin. And that's pretty much like my motto in life. That's why I called it that. And it's almost like just do it like Nike, but it's just begin. And that's pretty much my mentality, my mantra per se for everything, but also specifically for this marathon training. And there are days where I don't feel like running at all, and that's totally okay. Like I said, the Nike Running Club, if you have it, you know Coach Bennett, and there's so many like funny memes about that on TikTok and stuff of just like Coach Bennett is the man. And I do a lot of guided runs on the app, and he's like talking through it and like saying all these things. And I don't know, it just, like I said, I'm in my athlete era and I'm doing it for me, and I'm just really excited, and I can't wait to continue sharing this journey on here. And yeah, if you are also doing the Miami Marathon, if you live here, please let me know. I'd love to, give me your number, whatever you're doing, what you're training, and maybe we can set up like a running meetup or something like that. So thank you if you listened this long, if you made it to the end, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and have a good rest of your day. Bye. If you are enjoying the Just Begin podcast, it would mean so much to me if you can leave a review on Spotify and Apple. Thank you so much.